Jai Satchidanand. The commencement of the satsang on December 9th, 2009, early morning with Puja Niruma. Continuing on with the translation of the DVDs of Puja Niruma on special occasion gatherings of Paryushan Parayan. This gentleman says that I really get a lot of excessive relative level mind. The mind just flies after the Gnana. I feel like I'm flying high after the Gnana. So that is called Uchhara. And so what is going on? And so he says, and then also I have this intense desire to share it with others. And Niruma says, recognize that it is part of the very heavy prajna that is initially, heavy force of prajna that is initially evident after the jnana, and it tries to make you want to share this jnana with others. But you have to recognize that this may be a little difficult situation because you are not totally aware of the full spectrum of pakram vijnana, and therefore you are limited and handicapped in terms of how you can share this akram vijnana with others. Next question. I think we need to push back. This lady has asked some problems of a file interaction. Niruma says, stick with the five agnas. The question and answer sessions is with reference to the yesterday's questions of worldly interaction issues, and what is pure worldly interaction of Mahatmas, and what is correct worldly interaction, ideal worldly interaction. And Niruma says that even when he is insulting you, he is cursing you, and when you look at his pure soul only, then it is called pure vivar, shuddha worldly interaction. Even if he is cursing you, beating you, really insulting you, and at that time you focus only on his pure soul, and the pure soul that he is, and that is your real self, then your interaction, your worldly interaction is called shuddha, pure worldly interaction. And what is ideal? Dada Shri had adarsh, means ideal worldly interaction. So adarsh vyavahar is, Dada Shri was ideal. He took care of everybody who would come from his village. He would make sure that they were all well received, and all their needs were satisfied. But really, that adarsh vyavahar, ideal worldly interaction, is different from shuddha vyavahar, which is absolutely pure worldly interaction, which is you really, with the exception of the self, you really are not concerned with anything in the relative of this person. He says it is difficult for you to really get into ideal worldly interaction. It is only possible for somebody who has become a god in living form. Everybody, even his wife, accepted the fact that he was indeed a god. Otherwise, a wife would, or a very close family member, it will be very difficult for such a person to accept that this person that I'm living with is a living god. So if we know what ideal worldly interaction is all about by looking at Dada Shri's vyavahar with Hiraba and with family members and with village people and with people of the world, then we will be able to move in that direction. Yes, I have stopped going elsewhere except for satsang. I have cut off all the other files of my worldly family. But if I don't go to their weddings, I don't go to their invitations, is it not in a sense moving away? Is it not a sense really trying to push away from that which is part of my vyavahar, my worldly interaction? Niruma says that you have to investigate within that. Are you going there? Are you not going there because what is the reason why you're not going there? Sometimes you go there, you say that you have to go to finish a file. However, you have an inner attraction to attend these weddings and to attend these feasts, etc. So the key thing is not whether you do it or not. The question is whether how attached you are and what is your link to these close worldly family member interactions. Well, because in India they have very extended relationships, the wives, brothers, daughter getting married, etc. And then sisters, husbands, cousin getting married. I mean, so and then you have to go or something like that. There is the old saying. Old vyavahar was you have to go and you have to bring a gift, etc. And now Niruma says cut it short. I mean, the closest family members like brothers, sisters, family weddings, you may have to go, whereas for long distance family weddings, you don't have to go. So then also when you people from overseas come, especially this is in winter, from November to March is the wedding season in India. And so they say, oh, now they are coming. So if now they come, we will enjoy with them. So you have to recognize your priorities. Why are you coming to India? Are you coming to India for attending these weddings and enjoying with your family members? Or are you coming to India to really get advanced level or deeper understandings of who you are and what where your real bliss lies? Next question. So if at the time of sleep, what if I say in my own mind, I'm pure soul, instead of, do I have to say it aloud that I'm pure soul, I'm pure soul? Niruma says that if you say it so that your own ears can hear it, you can hear it through your own ears, then it is better. He says, when I go from here, I talk about what happened in satsang today to others. This lady is Marathi. She's saying just how she is discussing and sharing this Vignan with others. This lady with ability to speak both Marathi and Gujarati. So Niruma, she liked this. This is good Gnan, etc. So good. Niruma cutting her short. Yes, that's good. Do go and keep doing it. Slowly. So if you recite the ninth column, that grant me the energy to be the instrumental evidence in Jagat Kalyan, that is a better way approach. It works more 100% than these ones that you kind of do in effect. If it happens, it's good. Next question from Niruma. This, when in this gross body the life leaves, the self leaves, and then the subtle body is associated with the rag and vesh parmanus, the subatomic particles of anger, greed, deceit, pride, that. So then how is name karma? Yes, there is. It is part of the subtle body. What is name karma? Name for I am separate from all name karma. Name karma. Supposing now my name is Ramesh Chandra right now. But Ramesh gets burnt here, but in the next life he carries his rag dvesh in it as a causal body. So how does he? He is misinterpreting the word naam karma. It is the name is given to the body only. It is not given to the kashai complex that you carry on to the next life. And when it enters a new uterus, it has new parents, and the new parents give a new body to the new gross body. Not what now? What is nam karma? It has gross. So he is confused about the issue of nam karma, which is the karma of name. It is really name karma is really actually karma of fame and respect. You see, nam karma, nam roop karma, the karma of bomb for body form. And there is a living being, and then there is a living being that gets a name, that is a gross living body. Then there is a subtle living body inside, subtle life complex, which is called sukshma body or subtle god body. But his confusion is with reference to this title of Naam Roop Karma. Naam and Roop Karma is one of the karma number 5 out of 8 karmas. He says, what is subtle body? Now, see, there is no name of the subtle body, says Niruma. Oh, he is still going around in circles with reference to Naam, Roop, Karma. But until then, your name, you don't get the same name. You don't get called by the name. His identity is not with the name. His identity is with this form and this shape and this beauty or ugliness of this non-self complex that people identify with a new name in the next life. And Niruma just told him that you have got no first time told him you have your question is not based on correct understanding. These ghosts do not have names. These subtle body complexes, I shouldn't say body complex, the subtle complex of Kasha is called subtle body. It doesn't have a name. It just carries, that is why it carries over. It is a complex of subatomic particles that have been charged that go along with the self as capital into a new uterus and into a new... Yes, yes. Kashais means what? Yes, rag and dvesh, right? Yes, anger, greed, deceit and pride, yes. Yes, yes, I am aware when there is dvesh, there is anger and pride. And I am able to stay in five agnas when there is dvesh. But at the time of rag file, the files of attachment and deceit, after it is all over, then after an hour later, maybe I recognize why is that I am not able to see and remain separate in rag file. Radhika Niruma says that it is in rag files, one tends to become more engrossed, one becomes more absorbed, one becomes more tan mayakar, the body mind form. Tan is body, mind is man, and maya akar means to become the body mind form. It says you should recognize, how should I deal with it? Niruma says, just consider it as a file. Is not because you say it is my husband and my child that you become engrossed and absorbed with them. Recognizes a Shuddh Atma and the non-self complex. It's a pure soul. Never mind, it is difficult to stay, keep that separation. I cannot say that. He says, only when you say the word mine, maro, then the rag will arise. Why do you not have any rag towards any other man? It is because you do not believe he is yours. Well, she says, I don't think it's more, it's not just. Niruma says, rag is, what is under, what comes under, right? Is it only more in rag, Niruma says, in krodh, man, maya, lobh, this anger, greed, deceit, pride. Rag means the illusion of deceit, the illusion that attracts, and greed. And that is, and dvesh means anger and pride. These very subtle. And this is at the subtle level. This is at the very, next one. You talked about discipline, and then Mahatmas are constantly involved, Niruma. And so we are pure from inside. But if we hurt anybody through our speech, Niruma, but if we have love, And then he says, if there is love, then you will not hurt anybody. But however, if this non-self complex ends up hurting somebody through hurtful words, then because you are aware of it, because you care, because there is an underlying love for the person, you will do pratikraman, would you not? And the one who has received Gnan says, Niruma does not have kashais. He is free from kashais. It is the old non-self complex that is discharging, that is having kashais. But to believe that the kashais are happening to me is to become the owner of kashais in discharge, and therefore you suffer. Niruma, in Aptamani 2, Dadashri says that Arthadhyan means that which hurts the self, small s, and Rodhadhyan means that which hurts others. And if you become angry with somebody, and then when he really suffers, if I hurt somebody and then I repent, then that Raudra Dhyan, which is converted into Artha Dhyan, you are converting it back. And this has been a major chapter in Pratikraman book. Niruma says, she has not written it, she says, I have not read Aptamani 2 properly. Niruma says, as long as you think that I am Nima, then you are the owner of the Artha and Rodha Dhyan. Wrong meditation of the self that hurts the self and that helps others, Artha and Rodha, do not happen if you remain as the pure soul, the self. But the moment you become Elisha, then you become prone to Artha and Rodha Dhyan. So the akram is very unique. In fact, you might think that it is happening to you, but it is just an illusion. It is not happening to you, and therefore you can come back to it. So, in fact, akram is very beautiful. Inside, you are in Shukla Dhyan, absolute state of the self, meditation. I am the pure soul. And Elisha is in Dharma Dhyan, which is the absence of Artha and Raudha Dhyan. So this is a very beautiful state. And so, if you are in the state of I am pure soul, then it is a direct cause of liberation. It is a direct cause. It will end up in liberation. It is a current living cause of liberation. Cause is I am pure soul. It will end up in nirvana, total absolute liberation. And therefore, you have received something very beautiful that can never be attained by other human beings. Niruma? I have file number 1, my wife is file number 2. He says, no, here he just said, do I have to tell them that they are file number 2? No. He says, only you don't need to. He says, what numbers do I give to, you know, my brother's family? He says, no. This is just to give you an understanding of how you give. You don't have to really start categorizing file number 37, file number 43, like a mathematician or an accountant. It's just to get it. Only 2 is reserved. Don't reserve file number 2 for anybody else, otherwise you'll end up into difficulties. Niruma is just pulling his leg. File number 2 is only for the wife, and don't let anybody come else enter into that spot. Otherwise you will end up in difficulties. There, her famous smile. Now Niruma. Next one. Jai Sachidana, Niruma. Are we going to live in Mahavidya Kshetra? Coming up for those people who are coming to Puj now. Mahavidya Kshetra? Yes. There in Mahavidya Kshetra, there will be unity in thought, speech and actions. The ultimate 360, that is when you have unity in thoughts, words and action, then that is when your total complete purity in worldly interaction happens. And that, but what, how is it ours over here? And this is, this is what Niruma says. What is, of course you have attained the self as capital. Now whatever impurities are left in this worldly vevar will have to be settled with equanimity through the 5 agnas, and then there will be the ultimate. Niruma, I'm not going to leave this. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to hang around here only, Niruma. After meeting Dada, I'm not going anywhere. If you do not want Vasumati, your wife, in the next life, then you should finish off in this. Then you should finish off all the subatomic particles of sexuality. You see, you should not even have a sexual thought when you look at her or think of her. You should be totally done with it. And even, he says now, no, don't wait for until you become an old man. If you can do it right now. If you have a tremendous inner parakram and pratikram, and parakram is the most adventurous application of this effort of the self. Niruma, I am asking that whatever sexual parmanus that I have are there within me, can I not ask them from Dada? Yes, ask for it. He says, you have to keep on asking. Yes, on one side there is the asker, the one who is asking for it. And on the other side is the one who you, the Y capital, with the P capital Purushart, and with the PP, which is the Parakram Purushart, which is the adventurous Purushart. Now, Niruma says, one Maji used to tell me, an old lady used to tell me. Vanita Bha used to tell me, the ladies. But she said it openly. She said, Niruma, I go every day to Lord Simandhar. I go to Lord Simandhar and say that in that my next life I want in Mahavidya Kshetra only, Niruma, and I want such parents that they will be at my feet. I want. He says they will be so. He says they'll be so surrendered to me that as soon as I'm born there, they will place me at the feet of the Lord Simandhar, and that they will not want to keep me. I want some parents in the next life who would surrender me to the Lord. I want such parents, Niruma. Niruma, I'm praying for this. Can you imagine the awareness of this lady? In the next life, I want to be just with Lord Simandhar. And at his feet I want to grow. I do, and they would have released me from the very birth. And don't you think she is smart? Don't you think this old lady is smart? Who would have thought of that? Because it's if you have parents, they will say, no. Wait until you grow up. Wait until you do. So, do you think I'll have such parents in Simandhar Singh? No, you see, now we are getting into the relative situation only. Why don't you say you just want moksha only? What difference does it matter? You know, how you get the moksha, as long as you get the moksha. Niruma, yes, and now all I need is your blessings now, because I'm already decided. He says, where is she? And she is, you don't understand, your wife is filled with moha, the illusory attraction. You see, you are ready, but she is not ready. She is filled with moha. She says, yes, I am very attached to him, Niruma. She agrees. I am very attached to him, Niruma. Wait a minute. Niruma says, come here. He says, if you don't let go of this, then, let this moha for your husband in this very Bharatkshetra, this world of ours, you will meet somebody else. So do you want that or do you? Niruma, then she says, no, Niruma, I don't want anybody else. There is no end. You don't know, forget about it, just ask for Mahavidya Kshetra only. Don't be lax in what you're asking for. He said, Dada, it's a Niruma. Niruma says, make sure your chit doesn't go into the child, the child's child. Just goes on and on. He says, no, I only want it on my husband only. No. Now both of us want to shift into Niruma. Niruma. Yes, if I can focus on Niruma, I can forget my husband, she says. They all say it. If I can focus on Niruma, I can forget my husband. Many of them have said so in the to Niruma. I want it, Niruma. Niruma, when awareness in Vyavahar, which is called, what is awareness in worldly interaction, Niruma? Vyavahar is Vyavahar. having, whatever one having attained the S capital self, whatever the discharge effects of the mind, speech and body are there, to keep it separate and not to enter into kashai, and that is called shuddha vyavahar, pure vyavahar for worldly liberation. And because otherwise, if you're not doing it, then the vyavahar is already in front of you, is it not? Vyavahar means worldly interactions of this non-self complex. There are two levels of worldly interactions. One is for the ignorant one, and then for the one who has been enlightened, then it is the interaction of the non-self only, isn't it? Shuddha upyog means applied awareness of the S capital self. Is the awakened awareness of the S capital self is called shuddha upyog. With applied awareness on specific aspects of the non-self is called shuddha. Yes, there is so much light, but you have to coalesce all these lights. And you see, in this hall there are, there might be 100 lights, right, or 200 lights. Can you imagine if all of these lights are focused only on Dada or on the self, then you will not be able to see anything else. It will be all focused on that which needs to be seen, which is the self, and there is nothing really worth seeing in this world except the self. Everything else is constantly changing. Where will you hang on? And so where you focus it, then your upyog, which is the applied awareness, will be on that where the light shines. So your job as the awakened one is to focus the light on issues which are important, which is five agnas issues. What you do? Oh, look what she is doing. Look what he is doing. Look what she is wearing. Look how she is behaving. Look how he is behaving. What the heck? You see, your upyog is, and the whole day you have dissipated your upayog, which is your focused awareness. And she agrees. This woman, she says, every day I'm just. He says that all day what I'm. So now, I mean, even though it is doing that, I want to be more in Dada Niruma. She says this is good. He says, I feel like file number 2 is very greedy, so, and I can see it, so what should I... So now Niruma says, what is going on? What is going on? Niruma says, greed? You are greedy? I said, Niruma, I have understood that it is, I have to be very economical about semen and money. Semen and money. And now he is now sure telling Niruma what Dada's words are. and he's being defensive about lobe, about greed. Niruma says economy and greed, there is a clear-cut differentiate in worldly interactions. Yes, you have to be economical, but you should not be greedy. There's a difference between economy and being greedy. Supposing you earn 25,000 a month, then you have to spend your spending habits in such a way that out of you get a little bit of savings of about 2,000 to 3,000 per month, so for any for a rainy day. So that is called that, or you should save something in a fixed deposit, she says Niruma. And he says, and also, and Dada has said that be economical in luxury items, but not in the kitchen. Do not be economical in the kitchen. In the kitchen, enjoy, but not in luxury items. Now, what is greed? Supposing you've got expenses of 25,000, and your income is 50,000, but you are only you do not spend even the 25,000. That is called greed. You have got double the money coming, even so you're not spending according to the necessity, but even that is called greed. Greed is defined as not to spend according to necessity. So that is a very subtle definition. Niruma, my idea is that I want to save early so that I can retire early and be done with it. Niruma says, if that is a goal, then that is pretty good. Yes, I want to have this much capital, and then at the end of this particular time, I want to quit, and then I will just be... Niruma, I don't economize in the kitchen. Now he became a little defensive. Niruma says, no, it's not about you, this is general statement. General statement. He says, when there is no money coming in, then you may have to economize even in the food also. But So it is, Niruma was a master at this. She was very good with this kind of stuff. Niruma, about the sexual part, we have, for the last 1 year, we have done Vidhi with you, and we are in Varchanya. But I want to now establish it in that with through thought, speech and actions. I do not want to give credence, I do not want to give any kind of importance to even the slightest inflection or the inclination of a sexual, of a nature through thought, speech and action, Niruma. That's good. Niruma, on the first day we talked about what is possessiveness, what is humph, which is the security blanket issues, what is the, when she is not around, you are a little restless. You're not, Niruma, I am very possessive about him. So he says, now you got to, the wife is possessive and you're, yes. And he says, when he's not around, then if you're possessive, then if, no, then if he's not around, you'll get somebody else. No, Niruma, I don't want anybody else. Niruma, may I say something? Niruma, Sanjay Bhai told me to discuss this openly. But then I did not want to declare that we are brahmacharis, that we are celibates.
Did she ask?
Huh?
Did she ask?
She says, no, she says, so now what do I do? He says, he says, ego is still there. He says, Niruma, he is so nice to me. Niruma is so nice to me. He says, why don't you start thrashing him a little bit verbally? Well, you know, this is a unique relationship. He is very nice to her and says, because he's so nice to me, I'm very attached to him. I mean, they're brahmacharis. I mean, physically they are not interacting, but they're still, now they're struggling with issues of subtle sexuality, which is what they're discussing, which is a sense of possessiveness, expectations, and a security blanket issues of humph. Yeah. I miss that. Where we're sitting, I don't hear it very exactly. Mm-hmm. Sound is not, you know, this. Initially, another couple, and this is a young marriage. Oh, this is young man who says we have been love marriage. He says, He says, my mother used to say that my husband used to look like Dev Anand, which is like one of the handsome heroes of Bollywood. Wow, Niruma says Dev Anand. And Niruma just said, you think, is she or Madhubala, which was a very famous couple, you take any Hollywood couple or, you know, on the movies, so Devanand Madhubala. Niruma was, grew up with a family of movie theaters, so she knows all about this. When file 2 became angry, Niruma, my file, he said, are you really saying, so this is this guy's wife. He says that when he gets angry with me, he says, this is all discharge. Why do I need to do pratikraman? Are you telling the truth? Yes. Occasionally, yes. Yes, why do I need to do pratikraman? I mean, this is all discharge. He says, sometimes I get upset with her because I'm busy with my own stuff and then she bothers me. And so then later I might say something to her. No, Niruma says, you have to do pratikraman. If you hurt her, you will have to do pratikraman. Simple as that. She is openly telling you she is hurt. And also, you know, internally connect with the pure soul within her. Niruma says it very gently. And you can never tell her that this is your junk that is unfolding. You should, this gnana is only for you only. Next one. Niruma, now she is moving, switching you. He is not doing charanvidhi. He has got a lot of veils, Niruma. He is not doing charanvidhi. How much time? So he says, I don't have much time. Niruma, what you know? So now Niruma is saying, how come you don't have time for Charanvidhi? What? So what's happening? How are you busier in your job? Niruma, he does not wake up in the morning, she says. Therefore, I get very angry. She's taking. He does not. Therefore, I get very angry. He doesn't get. He just doesn't get up in the morning, Niruma. And then if I tell him something, he gets very angry with me, Niruma. You can just tell him, okay, I'm going to wake you up only once. If you don't wake up, you know, maybe you'll wake up at 11 o'clock. What do I... And yes, I'll tell you only once. I'm going to wake you up only once. I'm not going to keep on probing you every 10 minutes. Will it be okay with you? He asks the guy. He says, yeah. And then if he does not, Niruma says, if he does not get up, you do not have to say a word. Niruma, what is meant by it to remain as the self, to remain as the absolute self? Will you please? Niruma says it. To stay where the self is being discussed, even if somebody says you can't go, if you come to satsang and if you lie to come to satsang, it is not called deceit, or it is not called untruth. If you have to give wrong excuse to somebody to come to satsang, it is not called deception, because you're doing it for the S capital self. You are not married to your friends. He says, my friends expect me to be around. Are you not married to your friends? Why do you have to care about your friends? Says Niruma. I tell them to come here, Niruma. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you get settled first to yourself? Why don't you become established properly? Next question. When... Supposing I am humorous, when rag and dvesh happens in front of me, then if I just kind of take it lightly, is that settling with equanimity? He says, Niruma says, yes. Laugh at Alka. Just say, hey Alka, look at what you had filled in your bag in the last life. This is what is unfolding, and be separate from her. Niruma, next question. About food, Niruma. When certain food items are disagreeable, Niruma, and then I am not able to remain separate, because when food comes in front of me and it is not pleasant or not tasty, I get upset, he says. He says, Padetevi Vani, in other words, you can cultivate and nurture your language and speech. In the same way, the mind is dependent on what you eat. Whatever you eat has some connection with the way the mind expresses. So, He says, if you remain in the upyog that I, the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, am aware of it, then you are, that is a very higher upyog. And so he says, What about at Kandamood, what about things that grow below the ground? It is at a very subtle level. You should have the inner intent that ultimately you want to avoid onions and garlic, and things and potatoes particularly. But he says, but don't do it with ego. Do it with understanding, and the time will come when you want to even get rid of those things. Next question. Will you please explain with clarity with the samayik and pratikraman? Tomorrow we have a session on pratikraman, says Niruma. This samayik, let me tell you, samayik means, and this is in exactness only after you receive gnan. You stay on the seat of the self as capital, and then you observe the non-self complex chit, ego, intellect, and mind, and its responses to the body complex, and you just observe it. So to simple definition is to be the self, V capital, S capital, and to see the self, the small self. So it is only when the self is becomes the seer, S capital, in the Samayik. Samayik is, but whatever the Jains do, that is totally different. This is the new definition. What they do is they read Pratikraman Sutras in Samayik. But the real Samayik is not to read any particular scripture, but to really see the faults of the self, S-E-L-F, the worldly self who has hurt others. So in other words, it is called pure introspection. Introspection is, but really seeing is even higher than introspection. Introspection involves some degree of analysis, but anyway, so here it is more as seeing only, to just see and to observe and not to get affected and not to try to tease it too much. So, if we get our work done but without hurting the ego of the other person, is that not okay? In other words, continue nurturing the ego of the other person, whatever his belief is, whatever it may be, not touch it. But in worldly interactions, without opposing it, without touching it, if we just kind of move aside and get done with it, is it okay? It might be file number 2, file number 3, whatever. Without Niruma says yes. Yeah, if you just have to settle your file. Correct you. As long as you don't touch the ego of the other person, that is the whole point, is it not? I mean, this, to deal with equanimities without touching his ego, her ego. If they ask you, should I do it or should I not do it, do I have to say yes or no? If she asks you for your advice, just say, this is how I look at it. But whatever you want to do, that's fine. Okay. Can I say that, listen, I cannot understand what is going on. I do not have much clarity in this. You do whatever is good for you. So you can just say, you say, this is my opinion that I should not do this, and then whatever she does, then if you interfere with what she is doing, then the ego will creep in. Now this guy is moved into, supposing she is doing something good, I tell her don't do it, then what happens? And then what? Then if she doesn't do it, then whether she does or not, then I should not suffer, right? Yes. To deal with equanimity means not to get affected by the ego part. It's been 12 to 13 years since Dada Shri has passed away. Supposing he becomes absolutely, and when he becomes absolutely enlightened, will we know that he has attained absolute enlightenment? No, we will not know that, says Niruma. Why do we give Dada? I know he is Dada, but why did we give them a name? It was the son of his nephew, Chandrakant Bhai. He used to call him Dada, so then the whole word Dada started. Otherwise, he was the one who first found out that this person is enlightened. And so because it was relationship with Dada was Dada, like that of Dada, grandfather, the word Dada came in. Otherwise, there was no real reason for Dada word to come in to this whole science. Next question. Somebody's written a long question to Niruma and she's reading it.
માર્ગ ક્ષેત્રમાંથી ફરી વર્ગ ક્ષેત્રમાં તેમના અનુભવો પ્રમાણિત
Does anybody come back from Mahavidyakshetra, having gone there, to come back and tell us about Mahavidyakshetra? There is no reason for returning. Even Dada used to go from here through his subtlest body into Mahavidyakshetra. He used to discuss with Simanda Swami, discuss everything, and then come back. Kundachari used to do the same thing. There is no reason to come back here. Dada used to go from here to there. And so Dada is the one who has experienced it.
Hello, Niruma. No
Tirthankar has talked about that in Mahavidyakshetra there is unity of thought, speech and action. No Tirthankar. Tirthankars didn't say it if there was no nimit to ask the question. Kundukunda Acharya has written everything. And Niruma says, I'm all ready. One question is over. Next question. Why is there not Dada? Why is not some experienced person talking about this, about Mahavidyakshetra? Niruma says, Dada is there. He has opened it all up. But he has opened it up, Niruma says. It has been opened. It's there. This is his entire speech. There's so much literature. It's all total, all around here. It's there. It's a long question. Is it possible to really do anything through unity of thought, speech and action? He says, yes. In all the five Mahavidyakshetra, there is unity of thought, speech and action, says Niruma. And action is going on over there. And Niruma says, in this current time cycle, it is impossible to have unity in thought, speech and actions. Because we cannot do it, therefore you just be done with it, we dispose it off, do settle it off with inequality, and be done and go. Because you can't do it here. Okay, but yes, you should have it in your awareness that I want to remain in a situation where there is unity of thought, speech and actions. Niruma says, we don't have to, there is no talk about beating in our Akram Vignan, beating. And Niruma says, he says that you make sure there is a proverb which says that, you know, have a sticks that will kill the snake. Niruma says, no, we don't talk about killing anything. But he says, our upyog should be that let the stick break, but let not the snake be die. Next one. Okay, our time is over, says Niruma. Our time is over. Let us do begin Samayik Niruma. Today is Gnanvidhi, says Niruma. At 6 o'clock in the evening, there is Gnanvidhi. Let me, and those who are taking Gnan, please come here at 5:30, says Niruma. Let us sum up Shuddha Vyavahar, pure word. That we have to have Shuddha Vyavahar means to be in five Agnas. And wherever we have missed this setting, in any setting in life, and having after Gnan, wherever we have missed this approach, worldly interaction through the five Agnas, because we did not remain equanimous, whether we entered into rag or dvesh, anger, opposition or deceit, or pleasantries, all of those are missing. This is from Parishan 2001 on the illusion of doership. This is some announcement about wanting some help in the Unodari with the grain. Niruma, Deepak Bhai is in Somnath Mandir. Oh, today is Niruma is in, Deepak Bhai is in Somnath, so no Vidhi today.
Thank you very much. Jai Sachidan.